WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. There are about 2 months for those involved in two groups of proposed changes to the Bryan City Charter to submit their paperwork in order for city staff to prepare for the November election. Mayor Andrew Nelson says the first meeting of a city council appointed committee will be held before the end of next week.
I will meet with them only one time simply to say, here's your charge. And then I and the other six members of council are going to, as is the tradition of this, we're going to make ourselves scarce.
Nelson on our show says the council committee will have assistance from an outside consultant, and he expects the committee will present recommendations to the Planning and Zoning Commission and the Bryan Business Council before the city council gets a final draft. One of the goals of the new dean of the Texas A&M Health Science Center's medical school has been accomplished. Carrie Byington was among those at Fort Hood yesterday for the formal announcement that 60 students will be doing rotations with military physicians starting in September.
Four major rotations, family medicine, internal medicine, psychiatry, and surgery. They will be working with military physicians and taking care of active duty individuals as well as their families, both in the Darnell Army Medical Center and in the clinics that surround the medical center in Killeen.
Dr. Byington says she is in contact with active duty personnel and veterans who have ties with A&M to add agreements between the College of Medicine and the military. College Station Police has identified the motorcyclist who was killed by an accused drunk driver early Tuesday morning.
22-year-old Tyler Thomas of Bryan was headed south on Texas when, according to investigators, he struck the back of a pickup that had pulled out of the Days Inn parking lot. According to the arrest report involving the driver of the truck, the impact deployed the truck's airbags and knocked off the truck's driver's side rear tire. 36-year-old Andrew Gadea of College Station remains in jail after he was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and DWI with one prior conviction. Another check of online court records shows Gadea is awaiting trial in two other misdemeanor DWI cases. He was arrested by College Station Police in September of last year and by DPS this past February. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Bryan Police has announced an arrest warrant has been issued in a domestic-related shooting 3 weeks ago. 35-year-old Travis Kohler of Bryan is considered to be armed and dangerous. He is accused of shooting a family member in an apartment the afternoon of May 10th. The person who was shot was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Anyone with information is asked to contact BPD or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. And the Brazos County Sheriff's Office has announced an arrest warrant has been issued for a man they've been looking for in the death of a local man early Tuesday morning. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart, who posted a tweet about the warrant, said 28-year-old Matthew Brown is charged with tampering or fabricating physical evidence with the intent to impair their investigation. Stewart previously said Brown and the victim, 53-year-old Larry Goodman Jr., knew each other and that Goodman's death followed an undisclosed altercation outside the home of a third person north of Bryan. A photo of Brown is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 70 degrees. Call or text us. Be part of the show. 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute comfortably in local shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S-Class. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving. Get ready to load up your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for 6 nights of free entertainment at Wolfpang Creek Amphitheater for the City of College Station's Starlight Music Series. June 10th features Step Rideau and Zydeco Outlaws with guests Kid Reese and Mo Live Zydeco.
No need no place to sit down. Tonight I'm gonna party.
Admission is free. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the concert begins at 7. Concessions will also be on site to purchase. That's Saturday, June 10th at Wolfpang Creek Amphitheater. For more information, visit cstx.gov/starlight.
Bargain hunters, savvy shoppers, and anyone who loves to save money, this is the Can't Miss Car Buying Event. It's Atkinson Toyota's Repo Joe sale. It's here this weekend. Over 160 quality trade-ins, auction cars, lease terminations, and repos available at incredible, never-before-seen bargain prices. Pay just $27 down. Payments just $89 a month and clearly posted on every windshield.
Stock number 17-0676A. 2012 Ford Focus. Selling price $52.99. 72 months at 2.99% APR. $27 down plus tax, title, and license with approved credit.
Repo Joe here. There's a reason why the Repo Joe sale is one of the country's biggest used car events. The bargains are incredible. You don't want to miss it.
You'll love the selection, love the savings, and absolutely love your new car from the Repo Joe sale. But you must get to Atkinson Toyota this weekend. $27 down delivers with payments from just $89 a month.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Then rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville this weekend. Subject to prior sale.
Hey, good morning. It's 7-Eleven. Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota, a New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Got some weather sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Considerable cloudiness today. Scattered showers and storms, especially this morning. They're lifting off towards the north and east, so they should be diminishing as the day goes on. 85 to 90. By evening, the showers are gone. We're partly to mostly cloudy overnight and 70. Tomorrow, some sunshine develops. There could be a leftover shower during the day. Highs tomorrow, 85 to 90. Saturday, clouds, maybe a shower storm during the afternoon, and a high close to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Women's College World Series gets underway for the Aggie softball team this morning as they gear up to take on Florida and Oklahoma City. Meanwhile, Bryan ISD Athletic Director Lance Angel speaks on the passing of Rutter High basketball coach Eric Jackson. And Game 1 of the NBA Finals begins tonight. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, man, it's the NBA Finals. That is so awesome.
Yay.
The Finals is really the only part of the playoffs I watch, and when I say the Finals, I mean Game 7.
Yeah. I was about to say, about Game 7 might be all right.
And it's the same game you've seen for the past 2 years. So.
Sure. Well, because after all, don't you want to watch like 25 millionaires run up and down the court?
Of course.
And not play defense.
Who doesn't?
Perfect. So... And, you know, here we go. There's a pregame show. I think they've got a talent lineup. I saw that someplace. So the pregame show starts at 7:30, NBA countdown, because haven't seen enough of these teams or players or anything. And then, of course, we've got the Jimmy Kimmel Live game night. That's on ABC News. That starts at 7 o'clock. Okay, so Jimmy will have the pre-NBA Finals, and Kevin Hart, I think, will be there. And then we have the countdown, and then the tip-off. Okay, so if you're ESPN, what do? Because you're not, that phase of the company is not, you know, they're not doing it. ABC's got it, so what do? Well, you have the 90th annual Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Oh.
That'll be on at 7:30 tonight, okay? After starting this week, testing began on Sunday with 291 total spellers. The finals televised tonight. The winner gets a $40,000 grand prize.
Wow.
Second place is $30,000.
Okay.
Wow.
Here is, from earlier this week, here is a... Six-year-old.
Nick Tenasti.
Nick Tenasti, will you please give me the language of origin?
Okay. She's six.
Wow.
She's six, and she knows to ask for that.
She knows what language of origin means at six. That's impressive.
And we know you all love your six-year-olds, as well you should, but man, here we go.
It's made up of Greek elements that were probably first combined in German.
Oh, well, okay.
Oh,
now that
helps.
You say that, I'm all over it.
Thanks to my extensive knowledge of Greece and Germany, I've got this then.
Here we go.
Nick Nasty. NYCTINASTY. Nick Nasty.
Correct.
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 There are a lot more letters in there than I would have guessed. And I believe me, it would have been a guess.
I would have gone NICKTONASTY, Nick Tenasti.
I would have been like, are you saying McNasty? What are you saying? What does that mean?
Again, would you give me the origin? The guy gives her the origin, and she nails it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that lady just goes, oh, correct. Of course, it's just
sure.
It's just correct. Yeah, just, you know, because
correct.
As expected. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Six.
So anyway. You got the spelling bee on ESPN. You got the NBA Finals. My DVR is going to have to be making some decisions tonight, I think.
Good point.
And Amazing Race is on at 9 o'clock.
Oh, man.
So there. I mean, and that's the final three teams. They're in Chicago, where one of their final challenges leads them to Wrigley Field. So, you know.
This is why good thing Aggie softball's on at 11 a.m.
Yeah. Get to clear the deck.
You can just watch that.
Mm-hmm. So now, do you have a color commentator for that?
For the spelling bee?
Yeah. I mean, how do you do that? Because, I mean, you go, about the third letter in, they got confused, and they went downhill from there.
Yeah. You know, I think maybe that's a new calling for me.
Okay.
There you go.
Spelling bee play-by-play.
Are you a good speller?
I'm okay.
Okay.
I was removed from the spelling bee on my first word back in third grade.
Okay.
It was spicier.
Okay.
I think I spelled Spicer.
Okay. Are you scarred by that?
Obviously, I remember Scott, a little bit.
Well.
How do you study for a spelling bee?
Well, I'll tell you. Back in the day, Chase was a pretty good speller.
Okay.
And for some reason or other, we were glad to be in the spelling bee. They used to have a celebrity spelling bee.
Oh, okay.
That the BISD Foundation sponsored. We were glad to do that. I don't know why Holscher, Lipsy, and Elmore decided to sponsor us, but they did.
Okay.
Which allowed us to sit at the table with a bunch of guys who we would then disappoint after we would go up and spell.
Nice.
But, I don't know. I think we kind of finished middle of the pack, you know, fourth or fifth or something like that. But it was definitely a collaborative effort with Tom and I listening to Chase tell us how to spell it.
Right.
And
I was going to say, I can spell words that I already know, but if they throw out, like, McNasty,
yeah,
probably not going to be able to guess that one out.
Yeah. And again, it was, you know, it was a group of people, you know, in the community. And so we all pretty much knew each other. And so if we ended up looking really stupid in front of other people, it was okay. Cause you know, everybody was that way. And sadly, I don't even remember who won it, but I do remember that again, I thank the law firm for sponsoring it for us. And because Chase was there, we didn't embarrass ourselves completely. But anyhow, that's on tonight if you want to watch that. And, you know, they used to have Scrabble on. I don't know if the ESPN had Scrabble on, which was okay. One of the coolest ones that ESPN used to do was darts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was neat to have the color guy there, the analyst, because he would tell you what this person needed to do.
That's
and
true.
Where they needed to throw the darts.
That's one where a color commentator would definitely come in handy.
Yeah, because, you know, for most of us, we play darts. It's at some place that probably is a pub.
Mm-hmm.
And we're lucky to hit the cork part.
Right.
You know?
Not
so
kill anyone.
If you have somebody who really knows what they're doing, it's not a bad thing at all.
It's always great when you go into your favorite pub and you see holes all in the wall around the dartboard.
Yeah, you know, you're not the only one.
You know, darts and pool I could see being on, like, ESPN 2, maybe.
Yeah.
Scrabble on, like, ESPN The Ocho.
Yeah.
But really, on the main ESPN channel, they had Scrabble.
I think it was, back. But again, that was back in the day, before they had all their contracts for all these sports events that other people might know about.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've been talking about covfefe, right?
Yes.
This is something that the president tweeted on yesterday, and because they have to have something else to follow, there was this speculation. And Sean Spicer said that the spokesperson said that the president and a small group of others knew exactly what he meant. So I guess it took a day, but now we can tell you what it meant.
New from Nabisco, Trump's Cove Fifi Wafers.
Everyone's tweeting about them.
Cove Fifi Wafers are made with the freshest quam frop, baked in a schnoklumi, and filled with creamy guamolo. Cove Fifi Wafers go great with a big glass of Dranzor Block.
I picked up a box just after midnight, and they're really hard to describe.
Trump's Cove Fifi Wafers. Get yours today at all Nerblo Flavins and What the F's.
What the F?
So there you go.
Golfifi.
Yeah.
I saw a meme of
sound delicious.
It does.
You know those pictures of Kermit drinking tea, and it's kind of like he's being dismissive.
Pretentious.
I saw one that's got him drinking some coffee, and it says, sitting here drinking Covfefe, thinking about that time Obama went to 57 states.
There you go. That's it. So now we know. Funny. That's what it was. So that was something kind of cute that people put together this morning that we could share with you. In the meantime, while we're talking about food and stuff, McDonald's decided that they wanted to try something their customers had apparently been creating on their own. So they've added it to their menu as a special item. As Mashable points out, plenty of diners have been switching out their burger patties with their Big Macs and chicken patties, okay? They put chicken patties in there. Oh, by the way, it's only available in Australia. But if it works, see, we could see it here.
Good point. Yeah.
You could actually customize your order the way that, well, you'd like to.
There you go.
So McDonald's in Australia has made the burgers an official item on their menu, so it is available. I have no idea what the cost is, but nonetheless, if you want to go do that. Also, they have a thing called the Shaker Bag. Okay, seems to be a fry promotion called Shaker Fries. And what they do is you have a choice of flavors that you can sprinkle onto your fries.
Ooh, see? Like a seasoning.
Yep. You get a different, get two or three different choices there, and that's called Shaker Fries.
All
so,
right.
Again, things they're doing in other parts of the world that
something,
we're not doing here.
That they are doing here, we've talked about the Naked Chicken Chalupa.
Yeah.
The newest item are the Naked Chicken Chips.
Oh, yeah.
At Taco Bell.
Now, what does that mean?
They are basically chicken nuggets in the shape of tortilla chips.
Oh.
So they're called Naked Chicken Chips, and they come with a cheesy dipping sauce.
So now, are they squished down and thin? Is that how that works?
They're thin, and they're in the shape of a triangle, but they're like chicken nuggets.
Oh, okay. All right.
So they're apparently the Naked Chicken Chalupa did well enough for them to expand on the brand.
So somebody went through the menus of a bunch of fast food joints, and they figured out the healthiest breakfast that you can order. Basically, you just want to go with a simple egg sandwich, okay? But here we go. McDonald's, the Egg McMuffin. And take the ham out. Hold the ham or whatever that meat product happens to be in there. Even with no meat, there is a lot of salt. But besides that, it's not bad, and it's got 300 calories, okay? Burger King, do the egg and cheese English muffin, basically the same as the Egg McMuffin with no ham, 270 calories. Starbucks.
The reduced turkey bacon egg muffin.
Spinach and feta wrap.
My favorite.
Listen to you.
And it's only 290
That's
exactly calories.
Right. Yep.
And it's actually really tasty.
And has a lot more salt than an Egg McMuffin, just letting you know. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's that feta cheese, man.
Yeah, but it's got less fat.
Okay.
And does have a lot of protein.
It does have a lot of protein, and it'll fill you up for a quick breakfast.
Yeah, and it only costs $12, so, you got that going for you.
It's not that
bad. All right, no. But, spinach and feta, that could work.
But they also have a turkey bacon sandwich that's on the lower end in the calorie section.
And, again, if you got to have your bacon in the morning, that would work. Taco Bell has the breakfast soft taco fresco style. That means no cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, that'd be eggs and salsa on a tortilla. That's 240 calories, okay?
All right.
You can do that at home.
Seriously.
Subway, the egg and cheese sandwich on flatbread, 360. You can add some veggies if you want to, and that doesn't change it too much. And Chick-fil-A, sorry, no chicken. The healthiest breakfast there is their Greek yogurt parfait.
Oh,
no salt. I could hear the disappointment in your voice about that. Yeah, that's for sure.
They do have a grilled chicken breakfast like biscuit sandwich thing out there now. Yep, it's fairly new to the menu. But if you don't, that way, if you want to still do something a little more substantial than a parfait for breakfast,
they do have
a grilled chicken option.
Oh, I had my parfait for breakfast.
It should be fine.
720
and 18 donuts.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate, and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a three-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy. And online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
Good morning. It's 7:26. Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. The weather. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. About 84 or so for a high temperature today. Still have a chance of showers in the forecast. And the high is actually all the way through Monday. Probably will not make 90 degrees. We'll have quite a few clouds out there and a chance of showers. It kind of moves anywhere from 30 up to 50%. They right now call for a 50% chance of rain on Sunday. 40% chance of rain coming on Saturday. Feels pretty nice out there right now because the winds have shifted around to the northeast and we've got mostly cloudy skies. 70 degrees as far as the rain is concerned. It's all pretty well up into northeast Texas. There's a light shower going on right around Navasota right now, but no widespread rain and no heavy rain right now.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The Politico has some bad news for hardcore leftists. Bernie Sanders' revolution has hit a rough patch. In other words, they keep losing elections. In May, Bernie Sanders campaigned with Heath Mello. He was running for mayor of Omaha. He lost. Bernie's supporters formed a group called Our Revolution. They got heavily involved in California's Democratic Party chair race. Their candidate lost. There's more bad news from California. A prescription drug pricing measure that Sanders backed failed. Bernie supporters flooded a recent district-level meeting that picks a third of California's Democrat electoral delegates. These activists were told to shut the blank up and get out. But the biggest loss was the vote to choose the new head of the DNC. Obama's pick, the foul-mouthed liberal Tom Perez, stomped all over Bernie's guy, Keith Ellison from Minnesota. Now, you Bernie supporters, it's time to ask some key questions, like why? What are you doing? Isn't it obvious by now the Republicans are not your biggest enemies? The Russians are not either. It's the Democrats that rigged the primaries for Hillary. It's the Democrats. We're not going to let Bernie win then. And Democrats are kicking the snot out of you Bernie people now. Your so-called revolution isn't in a rough patch. They're trying to put you in a graveyard. They got one foot in and one nail to go. Wake up.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
used by businesses of all sizes. ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-AMCO.
WDAW News Time is 7:30. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A College Station man accused of drunk driving following a crash early Tuesday morning that killed a motorcyclist is awaiting trial in two other DWI cases.
Another check of online court records shows 36-year-old Andrew Gadea was arrested last September by College Station police and this past February by DPS. No trial dates have been set for those misdemeanor cases. CSPD arrested Gadea for DWI with a prior conviction, which happened in 2006, an aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. That's after a Bryan man, 22-year-old Tyler Thomas, was killed after his motorcycle hit the rear of Gadea's pickup just after Gadea pulled out of the Days Inn parking lot onto Texas. According to the arrest report, the officer determined Gadea was reckless because he was driving while intoxicated. He disregarded the right-of-way, pulling out of the parking lot, and his truck was a deadly weapon. The officer reported the impact of the crash knocked off the truck's driver's side rear tire and the truck's airbags deployed. Gadea remains jailed in lieu of bonds totaling $14,000. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
One Brazos County man considered a person of interest in the death of another area man early Tuesday morning is now the subject of an arrest warrant. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart of the Sheriff's Office tweeted the warrant has been issued for 28-year-old Matthew Brown. Stewart says Brown is charged with tampering or fabricating physical evidence with the intent to impair their investigation. Stewart previously said Brown and the man who died, 53-year-old Larry Goodman Jr., knew each other. Neither one lived at the home where Goodman's body was found on the driveway. A photo of Brown is online at WTAW.com. A Bryan man accused of shooting a family member during a disturbance 3 weeks ago has been identified by police. BPD reports an arrest warrant has been issued for 35-year-old Travis Kohler. The person who was shot on May 10th was taken to the hospital with injuries not believed to be life-threatening. PD reports Kohler should be considered armed and dangerous. Anyone with information is asked to contact Bryan Police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. It's been 2 weeks since the Bryan City Council approved the formation of a committee to look into proposed changes to the city charter. Mayor Andrew Nelson says the first meeting will be before the end of next week. The committee will receive outside assistance and will have recommendations reviewed by at least two other groups.
Some of these things impact planning and zoning. So that group will present to planning and zoning. Some of these impact business. So we'll present that to the business community through the Bryan Business Council. We'll get the recommendation from planning and zoning, from Bryan Business Council on ones that impact them, as well as from the committee itself.
Nelson, speaking on our show, does not expect voters to face an all-or-nothing proposition.
Understanding from the legal advice I've gotten to date is I think we're going to have to parse them anyway. I think we're going to have to, you know, citizens will need to vote on them probably one by one.
City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada told WTAW News she needs the proposed charter amendments by the end of July in order to prepare them for the November election. The Texas A&M Health Science Center is expanding its presence at Fort Hood's Medical Center. The new dean of the medical school, Dr. Carrie Byington, says 60 students will be doing rotations with military physicians starting this September.
When I came to Texas A&M and even during the interview period,
I had mentioned really wanting to focus as a pillar of or a strength for our College of Medicine and Health Sciences Center on the military and military health. It goes back to our foundation as a College of Medicine, and it's part of the heritage of Texas A&M.
A deputy commander at Darnell Army Medical Center, who is also an Aggie, Colonel James Lucas, will serve as the campus dean. A Bryan man has admitted to his involvement in an armed robbery that took place outside a Bryan convenience store 2.5 years ago. 30-year-old Bill Garcia pleaded guilty to firing 2 shots into a truck in the parking lot of the I-Stop on College Main. Both shots hit the driver. According to the district attorney's office, the victim did not suffer any serious or permanent injury. Garcia and an accomplice drove away. The truck was found the next day with several items missing. Garcia and 32-year-old Sonia Martinez of Bryan were arrested a month later in San Antonio. Garcia was sentenced to 40 years in prison, in part due to his criminal history. He will serve at least 20 years before becoming eligible for parole. Martinez, who is out on bond, is scheduled for a jury trial this November. Tuesday morning during the 11 o'clock hour, if you were driving on the freeway in Bryan, you may have seen multiple law enforcement vehicles. What started as a traffic stop by a deputy precinct 2 constable because the driver was not wearing a seatbelt turned into a foot chase where the suspect and officers crossed all lanes of the freeway near the MLK overpass. Along the way, the suspect dropped a handgun. With assistance from more precinct 2 officers along with precinct 4 and the sheriff's office, the suspect was found under some shrubs along the freeway. 37-year-old Fred Hanhart of Franklin was arrested on local charges of evading arrest and unlawful possession of a gun by a felon. He is also being held for the U.S. Marshal's Office on a weapons charge. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 70 degrees. Call or text us 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Rezus Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Lee Bolnick about long-term care, the Med's own Dr. Roman about thyroid problems, and audible hearing. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Bargain hunters, savvy shoppers, and anyone who loves to save money, this is the can't-miss car buying event. It's Atkinson Toyota's Repo Joe Sale. It's here this weekend. Over 160 quality trade-ins, auction cars, lease terminations, and repos available at incredible, never-before-seen bargain prices. Pay just $27 down. Payments just $89 a month and clearly posted on every windshield.
Stock number 17-0676A. 2012 Ford Focus. Selling price $52.99. 72 months at 2.99% APR. $27 down plus tax, title, and license with approved credit.
Repo Joe here. There's a reason why the Repo Joe Sale is one of the country's biggest used car events. The bargains are incredible. You don't want to miss it.
You'll love the selection, love the savings, and absolutely love your new car from the Repo Joe Sale. But you must get to Atkinson Toyota this weekend. $27 down delivers with payments from just $89 a month.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Then rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan in Madisonville this weekend. Subject to prior sale.
Good morning. It's 7:38. The Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio. Your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Got a little bit of weather for you, sponsored by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Considerable cloudiness today, scattered showers and storms, especially this morning. They're lifting off towards the north and east, so they should be diminishing as the day goes on, 85 to 90. By evening, the showers are gone. We're partly to mostly cloudy overnight and 70. Tomorrow, some sunshine develops. There could be a leftover shower during the day. Highs tomorrow, 85 to 90. Saturday, clouds, maybe a shower or storm during the afternoon, and a high close to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie softball team takes on Florida this morning at the College World Series. We'll hear from Coach Joe Evans on the game. Meanwhile, the Astros extended their win streak to 7. They extended their win streak to 7 games as they swept the Twins, but the Rangers couldn't hold on to their momentum as they fell to the Rays. And the Nashville Predators are 2 games down as the Penguins lead it in the Stanley Cup Finals. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So all of the difficult questions in the world, I guess, have been answered, because now they're asking us, if you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be? Okay. So, I don't know how many people they ask, but it's a bunch, and they ask them. Now, they came up with 50 different answers, and what's sad is the only really healthy thing in the top 50 was apples at number 33.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, of course, I don't think any of these would come as a surprise. Here are your top 6. Number 6 would be fried chicken.
Mm-mm.
Again, only thing you could eat, one food for the rest of your life, fried chicken, 5 bacon. Then you could star on My 600-Pound Life after that.
Right.
Yeah. Number 4 is spaghetti. Number 3 is ice cream.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Number 2 is steak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number 1 is pizza.
Yeah, pizza was See, I feel like I think about these things in the sense of, I would have said chicken, because you can cook chicken in so many different ways.
You're exactly right. Mm-hmm. I agree.
But if they, you know, funnel you into fried chicken as a choice, then you're, I don't know. But
well, and that's number 9 was Chinese food. Well,
that could be a lot of things.
Yeah. Number 10 was macaroni and cheese. Mm. All right. Some of the others that would be popular, cheeseburgers came in at number 11, and nachos in at number 12. Pancakes, number 16.
Okay.
Donuts, really?
Yeah, you can't.
Really?
You can't survive on donuts.
19th. And chocolate was 26.
Or chocolate.
Okay. No, you can't. I mean, it's funded.
I guess that's not part of the question,
no,
though.
No, it was exactly right. It didn't say anything about your lifestyle would be like. It was just the one food you're going to eat for the rest of your life. All right. If you like music and you're old, today is a big day, because
actually it's a bit longer. It was 50 years ago that the Beatles released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and to celebrate, the band is reissuing 3 different box sets. It's getting better all the time. A new stereo mix of the album is available as a single CD and as part of every other package. An expanded deluxe edition is being released digitally, and a super deluxe 6 box set also available. All 3 feature previously unreleased complete takes of all 13 album tracks. The expanded edition also features a documentary looking at the making of the album, and the super deluxe package will add a 144-page hardcover book.
Oh, I'm sure it will. There you go. All right, actually, it came out on May the 26th, technically. That was the date that you were able to buy it in U.S. America. Anyhow, album stayed number 1 for 15 weeks on the Billboard Top 10 and sold 2.5 million copies in the first 3 months. It currently has sold 15 million copies. In fact, Pepper is on its way to being the number 1 album again in the U.K. this week, which is interesting, that people are finding it again. Mm-hmm. It did change music. Actually, Chip and I were talking about this, that Brian Wilson heard that from the Beach Boys and said, we got up our game. So that's how the Beach Boys changed, because of Sgt. Pepper. All right, so you're familiar with Airbnb.
Correct.
This is a thing where you're going to go live, so you're going to be staying somewhere for a while, and so somebody has a room or maybe an entire home, and you can stay there, and you make the connection through the internet. You say, I'm going to be in Brian from this date to this date, and here are the houses that you can look at and choose, and you get in touch with people and make the deal. Well, a few years ago, there was a company called Relay Rides that operated peer-to-peer car rental, in which customers could rent a car by the hour. And again, Yankees are different than we are. They somehow can live without a car.
Right.
I don't know how that works, but they can. But for instance, if they have to go take care of some personal business on another side of town or in a nearby town, you can rent cars by the hour up there. And So basically, out of that has come this company called Turo, T-U-R-O. And it's kind of like an Airbnb, except it's cars. Turo will allow a car owner to advertise free on its site, and you can rent the car. Now, how would you feel about driving somebody else's car? Now, first you think about it, okay, an exotic car. And for years you've been able to go to places like Las Vegas, you know, and you could rent this car. And
right.
It cost, you know, an amount of money. And that's a neat thing to do, unless you're the superintendent of a Central Texas school district where you pay too much, but that's another story. Apparently there are people here in Bryan College Station who have put their cars out there.
Oh.
So if you want to get a... So I went to the website to look at it. It's T-U-R-O. You know, if you... And I don't know... I presume all of these are individuals, but for instance, they've got a Mercedes-Benz C-Class in Bryan that you can rent for $100 a day, okay? Or an Acura TL that's in Bryan that you can rent for $99 a day.
Hmm.
But are you going to be comfortable driving someone else's car?
No.
I'm
going to be
so
super nervous.
Yeah.
That's what I would think. I mean...
And I would be super nervous having anybody else drive my car.
In my car,
The other side of the equation.
A stranger. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The other side of the equation. And so...
Because I've seen these people driving on the road.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't want them behind the wheel of my car.
That's right. And they're looking at their phones.
Yeah.
Now... Turo's got an insurance plan that kicks in. That way, your personal car insurance
right.
isn't affected by renting your car, according to the company, anyway.
Mm.
The rebranded company now operates in at least 4,700 cities in U.S. America and in Canada and in the U.K., with 130,000 cars listed and 2.5 million people signed up.
I mean, is this going to affect rental car companies?
I suppose it might, and they're going after that. But
now, I think rental car companies, you know, I think more of a couple of days or a week if you're somewhere or, you know, you need to drive across the country for whatever reason and you don't want to take your own vehicle.
Now, you say that, but I'm telling you, I had to go rent a car,
mm-hmm.
and it was at a car rental place here in South College Station.
Okay.
And it is amazing. I was shocked at the number of people who are renting cars for the weekend.
Okay.
Just here locally.
Really?
They're local people. They rent the cars. And again, maybe they don't have cars. I don't know what their particular
right.
situation in life
is.
Was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This one was because I had a car that was in a traffic accident
right.
and so needed a car to be able to drive for a period of time. But I was surprised at the number of locals that were in there and apparently some that are regular customers
okay.
who go in and rent for that. So not to actually, and again, maybe they don't have a car that can make it to Houston for all I know. But,
I did that actually okay. for one weekend before I got my new car. My car that I had was on its last legs
okay.
and I had to get to Houston. So yeah. I had to rent a car for a weekend.
So there is actually beyond the vacationers, there are other groups like that. Because sure, in a tourist location, you could understand that would be the
right.
vast majority and at airports and places like that.
And I guess if you know you're going to be driving, because see, I would just take an Uber if I needed to go somewhere.
Yes, exactly. Mm. But this is, and again, I'm not exactly sure
yeah.
this doesn't have any attraction for me. I don't think I want to be doing this Turo thing, but I suppose
right.
there are people out there
huh.
who want to do that. So anyway, it's T-U-R-O, and yeah, we've got it here in Bryan College Station.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Many parents seek advice for improving their kids' behavior. One of the most important and most frequently overlooked areas is the child's environment at home. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Sociologists refer to a principle called the broken window theory to describe a community's descent into crime. It works like this. If a broken window is left unrepaired, before long all the windows will be broken. A smashed window sends a message to the community that no one cares. And once these smaller offenses are tolerated, larger crimes soon take place. But the reverse of this theory is also true. When a community improves its surroundings, crime drops. Police in Virginia discovered this when a housing project scheduled for demolition was cleaned up. Trash was cleared, abandoned vehicles were removed, and overgrown grass was mowed. In the weeks that followed, the community was surprised to learn that robberies had dropped 35%. The premise behind the broken window theory is relevant to individual households as well. Homes with appropriate discipline, structure, and cleanliness feel stable and safe to a child. Children brought up in such environments are more likely to be in control of themselves and to exhibit positive behavior. On the other hand, when a child senses their surroundings are chaotic, their behavior will tend to reflect that. Parents, repair the broken windows. Approach your home with structure and loving discipline. It could make a world of difference for your child. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Not available in all states.
Hey, Carl, how is it you're always golfing? I thought you owned a business.
I own a Reese and Irby's robot franchise, Bob.
Robots? What do they do?
They serve 7 flavors of delicious frozen yogurt in just 60 seconds with a choice of 6 tasty toppings. I've got robots in malls, movie theaters, and hospitals, and the franchiser secured these locations for me.
Sounds so easy.
Yep, managing my robots is simple. Each takes about 2 hours of maintenance a week, leaving me plenty of time to practice my short game.
Oh, nice shot. Looks like I need to get some Reese and Irby's robots.
Easiest employees you'll ever have. Just go to frailfranchising.com. Reese and Irby's will supply everything you need. They even secure you high traffic locations. Hey, where are you going?
To learn more about a Reese and Irby's franchise opportunity.
To learn more about your Reese and Irby's Froyo robot franchise opportunity, go now to froyofranchising.com and use promo code 2121. froyofranchising.com, promo code 2121. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 2121.
So much for that. It's not going to rain around here anytime soon. We got a little shower here at the radio station right now. So anyways, whoops. There are a few passing through right now. Just watch for it. All right, here we go.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's 7:51. Well, the College World Series kicks off this morning in Oklahoma City for the Fightin' Texas Aggie softball team. The Aggs are set to face top-seeded Florida at USA Softball Hall of Fame Stadium. Coach Joe Evans was asked how the Aggie bats were preparing for the Gators pitching staff and ace Kelly Barnhill.
We've had success against Florida in scoring runs. If you look at our box scores from last year's series against them, our team feels confident. We know that we're going to be prepared. Velocity is key. She throws the ball really, really hard, so we know that we're going to have to make sure we can catch up with her and really stay patient. You know, try to get on top of the ball and stay patient, understanding you're going to have your at-bats that are going to be challenging, that you might not look great. You got to come right back again and attack.
First pitch this morning is scheduled for 11 o'clock with broadcast on Willie 1550. Also for the softball team, sophomore Riley Sarton was named a National Fast Pitch Coaches Association third team All-American, the organization announced yesterday. Sarton also earned All-SEC second team honors after leading the team in conference play with 4 homers and 17 RBIs. Meanwhile, as Chelsea mentioned towards the end of the show yesterday, Rutter High School head basketball coach Eric Jackson has passed away at the age of 44. Jackson, a graduate of Bryan High School, coached the Rangers for 3 years, leading them to the regional tournament this past season. Here's Bryan ISD athletic director Lance Angel.
Eric was a quiet guy, but he was well-respected, always commanded the respect of the kids. You know, it was amazing if you would watch him at practice or a game. Even though he oftentimes had a quiet demeanor when he spoke, he had the respect of everybody and just a great guy personally. And I know the Rutter family and all of us will miss him.
Before returning to Bryan, Jackson coached at Temple and Houston Stafford, where he led the Spartans to the state tournament in 2009 and 2010. The Brazos Valley Bombers take the field tonight at Nutrabolt Stadium as they get set to face the Texas Marshals. The Bombers are coming off a 9-2 Memorial Day win against the Texarkana Twins. First pitch with the Marshals tonight is scheduled for 7:05 p.m. In Major League Baseball,
here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Rosario strikes out, and that is the ball game.
George Springer reached base on all 6 plate appearances and hit 2 of Houston's season-high 6 home runs to lead the Astros to their 7th straight victory, 17-6, over the Minnesota Twins yesterday. Meanwhile in Arlington,
swinging a drive, this ball hit into deep left. Rua going back, he's at the track, he looks up, and this one is just over the wall. 2 home runs here in the 10th inning that both just scale the out-of-town scoreboard.
Logan Morrison and Derek Norris homered in a three-run 10th inning to cap a late Tampa Bay comeback as the Rays beat the Texas Rangers 7-5 last night. The Astros and the Rangers have the night off tonight before they get set to face off in a three-game series in Arlington beginning tomorrow. First pitch for that one's at 7.05 p.m., and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NBA, 6 months after they ended last June, the NBA Finals begin tonight with the same high-powered squads, but this face-off between the Cavaliers and the Warriors will feature the addition of Kevin Durant, who left Oklahoma City for Oakland in hopes for a chance to win a championship. Tip-off for tonight's game is at 8 p.m. at Oracle Arena in Oakland. And out on the ice, Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final is Saturday night in Nashville in what amounts to a last stand for the Predators. They were routed 4-1 last night by the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Penguins now lead the best-of-seven series 2-0. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Rezus Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Lee Bolnick about long-term care, the Med's own Dr. Roman about thyroid problems, and audible hearing. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Come on down to Hilco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Take a ride to Messinahoff Winery and Resort. Tucked away in Bryan, Messinahoff is the original Aggie-owned winery and has been creating award-winning wine since 1977. From the bottle or on tap, at the wine bar, you can taste our wines one glass at a time, including our exclusive Aggie Network wines, which pair perfectly with any celebration. Extend your wine tasting journey by dining at the Vintage House restaurant or book a stay at our Four Diamond Villa bed and breakfast. For more information, visit www.messinahoff.com.
Bombers baseball tonight. Tickets start at $5 at Nutrabolt Stadium, presented by Baylor Scott & White Health.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 3 minutes till. So, yeah, we had a little pop-up shower started just there about 10 till, and it's already done, but it's moving through the cities. So just watch for that. Just, you know, here and gone, and maybe that's what's going to happen. Because, again, this popped up, didn't even exist about 15 minutes ago. Here's a shocking study. Parents who are constantly checking their phones for texts or emails or cat videos or whatever may be more likely to have kids who misbehave.
Oh, really?
Than people who are actually able to step away from their screens. I know that's shocking. Researchers examined the survey data from parents and 170 families with young children and found moms and dads who were more likely to report being distracted by technology during playtime. Excuse me? It's your children? Shouldn't you maybe be watching? Oh,
yeah.
That's okay. You've got your little distractor right there. Just pick it up and because there's some new video you need to see or something. Anyway.
Facebook is important.
Of course they are. So they found that these fathers and mothers more likely to report being distracted by technology during playtime were also more likely to see behavior problems in their kids. My. Shaking my head. Prior studies have shown that some parents can be quite absorbed by their devices. Really? And that when they are absorbed, it's difficult for children to get their attention. We're talking children and parents here. Okay. And here's the reason. Because you have videos like this. In Russia, a dog snatched a guy's GoPro. Ended up shooting a really super video. Unidentified man was photographing the mass bike run in Saratov on Sunday when he bent down to pet a stray dog, but that's when he dropped his GoPro and the animal ran off with it. Pooch eventually dropped the device. The photographer was able to get it back. The footage recorded on the camera was great.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, man, it offered low-angle dog-eye perspectives.
Oh, my gosh.
They used to do doggy cams on the David Letterman show 30 years ago, okay? I'm
saying, yeah, not new stuff.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a two-minute clip if you want to go out there and do that.
Hey, then, quick, there is an accident at the off-ramp of Highway 6 in Deakin over there by, like, the Wings and More and Burger King.
Got it.
So just a heads up, if you are in that area, there is an accident, so expect delays.
Yeah, at 8 o'clock, that's a, well, no good time at
no
that location,
time.
That's
yeah.
for
yeah.
sure. All right, let's have a look at the weather, shall we? And it's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. Yep, well, we got rain in the area, we know, because it just passed through our area. But look for a high temperature today of about 84. Probably won't even make 90 all the way through the weekend, but we do have these chances of these pop-up showers the entire time. Right now, winds out of the east at 6, overcast 71.